And it is 9 a.m. in the West Coast. It is 12 noon in the East Coast. And it is 7 p.m. in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Today is December 5th, 2016. And this is Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth. Today we are going to dedicate this show to God Almighty and all the miracles that He makes to us all human. How He pulls us up, and how He can make us walk in the light of His grace, knowing that we are safe and walking, you know, with freedom and strength. It's not easy to be in this world today, and I want to dedicate this to the honor that He gave us by showing us how light can work in our favor. You know, I'm not the preacher. I'm a woman, a Jewish woman that loved God with all her heart, that came back to the Holy Land to serve, to be a light upon all nations. It's not for me to be just for me. It's for me to be here for you. And this voice of mine today want to remind you all that there is a God, a Almighty God. It's not us. But it's sure enough, it's a blessing in the sky. When you wake up in the morning and the sun is up and you ask yourself, what I'm going to do today? You don't even concern yourself about the skies and the clouds and the rain, and the trees, nothing. It's all working for you every day. You don't even pay attention. The whole universe around you surrounds you every day, and you said, oh, you're blessed to watch the ocean, to feel the winds on your face, and you're saying to yourself, hey, you know, what a wonderful day. But who created this? This world was created for us. And every day, and we need to bless the time that we are here. You know, last week it was a time of challenge for me medically, and I want to dedicate this to God because He got me through it, and I was strong enough and sure enough that He will see me through that. I knew, because I want to work for this world to make it a better one. I want to be here for you to make you stronger, to know that you are not alone. You have a friend, and it's here and now on The Impossible Truth. I hope you enjoy the show. Let's listen to some music. All right, this was dedicated to our friends, beloved friends, Turkey, that we send our new ambassador to Turkey today. And the Turkish Prime Minister said that it's a new day in Turkey and Israel relationship. And I want to send my blessing, and I want to send my love, because all the Israeli would love to come back to those incredible hotels that they have in Turkey, and all the summers that they long for being there again. So let's restart it. Let's reshape this world and take it back to a place better than before. Because what happened right now in the world is, you know, it's an injunction of whatever we made that didn't work. So we are redoing it. I remember one day when we had to build the house, and it was incredible house. And you know, sometimes you build something in your mind and then it comes even better when you build it. And then the second floor was like an attic side. So I walk into the room and say, where are the walls? I said, no, it's not no walls. It's like a cozy attic. I said, no, I need the walls. So I said, what do you do? The roof is already there. I said, I said, I cannot live there like that. And they said to me, so what are you going to do? I said, oh, take it off. That's it. Take it off and make it new. So right now what we're doing, we're fixing it. And Italy did that. Italian decided today, yesterday, actually, they had a referendum. I'll tell you shortly because I have to talk politics. You know, if not, I need to give that side of the room, you know, the world to you. Italy went to the referendum because their prime minister, Matteo Renzi, decided that the constitution need to be changed. Now, Matteo Renzi was not elected by the election, regular election, but by, you know, these accords that they go into the president and they have, I guess, some kind of government and then they install it. They told me there that there were four-time installed government that was not elected and it's about time that they go back to election. So the Italian yesterday decided no. To answer no to Matteo Renzi, their prime minister, request to change the constitution because the constitution needs their freedom, the Bill of Rights. They don't want to touch it, and they are right. So he resigned, and there is no more prime minister of Italy. Renzi is gonna probably take the place. You know, he's gonna occupy that space until they replace him or there is some kind of election, something like that. Right now, they are not sure. But the question was, is it gonna hurt the European Union? Is it a part of the Brexit? And something that really, really triggered. I know Nigel. Is a very astute guy. He connected the election of Donald Trump with the Brexit, which is completely, completely not possible. Because the Brexit is a deal with the European Union about business transaction. Donald Trump was elected by his own rights. It's not triggered by Brexit. And even Nigel would love to hear that's quote, because he created it, so he created the prior president election. It's, come on, too much, Nigel, check it out. You have to lower your, you know, wings a little. So we're saying that the Italian are just fired their prime minister, and being that, they might shake up a little thing in the European Union. The euro is losing to the dollar, which I told you a long time ago that I bet that it's going to be 50 cents of the dollar at the end, because the way they created this European Union does not stick. They are dismantling it slowly. And with 2% growth in the last 16 years, 2% growth of Italy, you know, Italian, where they have so much heart, so much fashion, so much food, so much good habitat to teach us all, and so much love to give to the world, 2% growth, it's impossible. So I suggested a long time ago for them to leave, and they said we cannot. But it seems like it's getting dismantled by the day. It's not, you know, Germany cannot hold it, especially now that they're going to go to election. Anyway, so I pray for them, for the safe being, and I hope that we can find my Italian song now to play it for them. All right, let's listen to this. Amami di Celentano.
Well, Turkey has named a new ambassador to Israel. It's the latest step toward normalizing ties between the once strong allies. Kemal Okem, who was formerly a chief advisor on foreign policy, will take up the post. Israel has also appointed an ambassador to Turkey. Well, Hassan Abdullah has more now on the developments live from Ankara. Hi, Hassan. Tell us more, first of all, about the appointment of Kemal Okem and how much his position as ambassador actually shapes Turkish-Israeli relations.
Well, officials in Ankara are saying that he is a seasoned diplomat and he does have the relevant experience to carry what is likely to be a fairly challenging relationship. Now, of course, both countries are focusing on economics, on the strategic cooperation, and also, of course, they stand to gain politically and in the security sense. So they're saying it's going to be a very pragmatic sort of relationship. Both countries stand to gain. Israel, from an economic point of view, it is looking forward to selling gas to Turkey. Turkey, on its part, of course, it has been diversifying its energy policy and it does not want to rely on just one supplier. Israel has been looking to gain international legitimacy, and particularly it has been looking forward to try and remove obstacle in the form of Turkey when it comes to its Israeli participation in international mechanisms. Turkey is looking forward to development work in Gaza, particularly building hospitals and also setting up finance centers in Gaza. Now, officials are saying that it's going to be quite challenging. Those in Ankara are saying that despite this pragmatic relationship, Turkey's principal stand on the Palestinian state does not change. And at the same time, they're saying that they understand that Israel has been trying to gain leverage by strengthening its ties to the Morsi regime and also with Greece. But officials in Ankara are saying they're going to be very closely monitoring the situation, and of course there will be a continuous process of balancing of this relationship.
Okay, Hassan Abdullah joining us there from Ankara. Thanks so much for that.
All right. Now we get the Italian stuff. All right, that was the blessing for the new ambassador exchange between Turkey and Israel. You know, sometimes when you have friends, you just need to be friends. All the rest will work. And when we're talking about friends, you know, the Palestinian issue had been a little pungent lately because it's not clear what they want. They need to understand one thing, like all those ISIS, and I'm putting them in the same context, because anybody who does not respect your belief or doesn't want to be recognized as a one is like ISIS. They are bad. Think about it. The Palestinians don't want to admit or to recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Why they cannot accept another religion? And of course, that's what they do with Christianity. There is no Christianity for them. They want to vanish it all. So the idea that Palestine wants to have some kind of accord without recognizing, like, what I have to pretend that I'm numb, that I'm nothing, or, you know, I have my God. And he cannot take it away. So whatever they look at this, it maybe will be the opportunist time to say to them, get alive, you know, because we have a mighty God. And God is fantastic. And we cannot give him up for no matter what. And for us, God of Israel, for you all, it's God. It's the same God. You can call it whatever you want. We need to respect him. And anytime you want to put God out of the equation, you end up with nothing. Because you cannot be, he cannot be, or God cannot be out of the equation. Why don't they get it? If you work in a zero-sum game, you have to understand that zero must be there, right? Or any time that you make mathematics and you don't calculate right, it's never going to be right. And that's what they did. Now, let me tell you for grace. If you want to have grace in your life, you really have to work hard to be graceful, because whatever you put in, you get out. And it doesn't matter if you think that, you know, you deserve more, you deserve less, or they don't deserve it. It doesn't matter. You put out and you get it back. That's the seed that you sow. That's the bed you prepare. That's what you're going to sleep on. And if you want your life to change, you just change it by good deeds. I remember every time I'm in a challenge, do you know what I do? Every time my life gets a little triggered by incredible challenge, I dig deeper and I said, okay, I'm going to be mightier and mightier, and I'm going to give more, and I'm going to put more asset in my game. It's like the asset is I put more good. And that's how I overcome it. The rabbi from Lubavitch, the great Lubavitch Rebbe, has a book that said, live above and within. It means that your life can be living above the challenges if you feed it right. You see, it's like the matrix. You have to channel your life to the good metrics. And think about the good metrics that you can be in. Think about your accepted reality that you like to have in the world. If you take your time to choose to be incredibly better, and why not? You want to become the best of you. Stop thinking about what you want to get. Think what you can put. You know, it's like a letter to the world. And every time you expect that the letter be written by others, this is your life. You wake up in the morning and said, okay, what are we going to do? You're going to write that letter to the world. And writing the letter means that your deeds are the history. You get your life out of the wake-up call that you have, and you start it. Once you start it, you need to put the best. So you have an awesome life. You can go undress. I don't care. I don't dress, you know. Okay, I can understand a bad day or something. It's fine. Your hair day, fine. Okay, but how many of those you can have? Now, the world got a little shaken lately. So it means that we need to tide everything out. Think about, IKEA furniture. What happened when you tie them really nice? They're really cool. They play. They sit nice. But if you loosen a little the screws, they're all shaking. You know, the world is all shaking. The world is shaking because we got so loose. We got careless. The world went berserk. We let everybody go. Whatever. China is like, forgot that. Who is she? Because she becomes so strong in her mind that she can tell us what to do because she owns us. Trust me, by the time Donald Trump is going to finish with his marketing technique, they're going to owe us America. They're going to owe America and the world. So, you know, everything is changing. So trust that if you feed good, you'll be good. Let's listen to some music. This is a Kumbaya today. I'm going to say it again and again. This is for God, the only God and the Almighty God. God bless you all. Let's listen to some music.
E se non ti avessi amato mai, adesso non saresti qui, ma non mi chiedere perché, adesso è qui, amami.
E io mai mi abituerò alla tua voce.
All right. Wow, that is great. Think about this. Those two gangs that sang that song, one is 80 years old, 80 years old, and the other is 72 or something. You won't believe it. Those are rock and roller from old timer. I'm sorry that the guitar were a little stronger thing, but it's for Italy with love. Amami, love me. And I love you guys all. I really love you. Now, there is a story here. Now, let me listen and tell you something, okay? Let's think about grace. Okay, there is a moment in time when grace happens, when God actually decided he's going to give us goodness. It's like that moment that we say, whoa, it's working. And there is a really, really a lot of great jokes about it when it coming in the good way. And it's not a joke. It's that moment where all the energy is right. You've been pondering so much. You did your best. And it all come to fruition. And there is a story here of a rabbi of Kanevsky. And he's talking about nine of Kislev. Nine is, Kislev is the month that we are in. And on the day nine, which is Friday, he says, is the mystic sage Rabbi Chaim Vital wrote, something absolutely colossal will take place in this world and the world above. Like this Friday, Rav Chaim Vital, the introduction of onto this work, says the 9 year of a novel arrive, and in that 9 month, and in that 9 day, and in that 9 hour, whereupon all the wills in the upper worlds are agitated and verse, your good treasure house, open us to open is fulfilled. Oh my God. Now let's listen. You know, it's hopeful, a wishful thinking. This Friday, 9 o'clock, try it. If it works, let's bless it anyway, so it won't be a magical moment, okay? Got a good rabbis. Thank you for that. We need that. It's really, it is success. They say it's time to joy and gladness. It's the pipeline of abundance. And soon abundant will show the whole world. All right. I take that. I have no problem with that. Thank you, guys. So let's keep on going. We have more music. We have a very nice story to tell you that the president, Obama, what a graceful man. I'm telling you, this guy is going to come up in history like a really great, great, great president, because he gave James Taylor and the Eagles the awards of the medal for changing the culture of American life. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful honor, and it's such a truthful due. You know, incredibly honored. So I chose two songs for you from the Eagles and James Taylor. Let's listen to them.
There's talk on the street.
All right, that was incredible. A new kid in town from the Eagles, and sure enough, we have a new kid in town, Donald Trump, and we bless the new president to the USA. Guys, oh, how I wish him well. How I wish he's going to be as successful to bring some kind of order to this world of ours. It's all crazy. And, you know, I had the honor today to walk in the Israeli Knesset all day long with the president of a very dear friend, the honorary consulate to Israel from Croatia. And this incredible guy was walking around saying, you know, blessing everybody and telling us we need to just start building, start creating work, start taking care of business. We've been playing, let's be honest, we've been playing too long. We've been wasting time over the computer, chit-chat. You know, probably we miss our friends so much, so we are in the virtual media. We created a new life. We have a new personality there. Not it's different from ours, but it's like different because it's virtual. But we spend way too much in chit-chat, and a lot, you know, depend on you. But the negativity is really, it's a mud. And if when you make up a mud, you get dirty. Don't do that. Just don't do that. Be in the light, be in the beauty, share your beautiful picture, share your beautiful artwork, your food that you make, Bayona, that you blessed, you know, the cake that you baked for your loved one. Don't put trash. you'll get trash back. You know that, right? And please, let's not waste so much time on this and stop walking around with the telephone. It's ridiculous. People tell me, you don't answer the phone. Yeah, why should I? Because I get every second email. I get every second something. I won't have a life if I connect to that machine. That machine does not own me. You know, I was made by the Creator. And God Almighty has a plan for me. And I'm very, very tuned to see what He has in stake for me. So I'm trying to see what I can save, how I can help, and how can I be a part of this incredible world. Now, let me tell you something. One concern I know there is, it's the environment. And people say, oh, you know, you can't change the environment. No, but we need to talk about the food. Because the scarcity of the food and the mathematically wrong calculation of people make people be hungry, make the famine, all right? So we need to start recalculating why we engineer so much seeds that they cannot be recreated. You understand, when you engineer seed, you get more crop, but that's it. You finalize it forever. It's one time shot. Let's heal this planet by bringing it to a basic, simple, natural taste. We're talking nature. I know that the big corporation won't like it, but maybe they should. And I know that we've been damaging the environment. We've been drilling. And everything is like leaking. All those fires that happens all over. You know, where are the drills happens? There is gas in the air. It's combustive. They can get fire. And all those lost soul, God bless them, in Auckland. You know, it's devastating. It's devastating how reckless we are to bring people to a warehouse that collapses two floors down in killing, you know, many, many people. Those lives are dear to their friends, to their own. We need to take care of business, guys. Enough with this reckless. Enough with I don't care. We care. Can we do we care once more? Can we care for this world of ours with love? And I'm saying to you, what it takes. It takes simple. You know, I'm not forcing you to do anything. Of course, it only comes only if you want it. You have to do this. When you come to gesture or do something, do it for God's sake. Do you understand? There is like this gesture, okay, I'm fixing a sandwich. Okay, I'm fixing a sandwich, and it's simple, and it's, you know, you can fix it, and it can be dry or thing. But then you say, no, I'll do it for God's sake. I'll do it with my attention. Once you start putting attention, all of a sudden it becomes like a miracle. Like you have the Creator coming and playing a part on your creation, and that's where you become worthy. You understand? When you try even to fold a t-shirt, when you fold a t-shirt with intention, okay, this is, I'm folding it with intention. I care for it. That's love. You put energy that it's not there, that wasn't there if you don't care. That care, when people say, talk about love, it that care, you know, make it with love, they said. When they cook, they said, cook it with love. What does it mean? It means when you steer it with care. When you fold it with care. When you hug with care. And all of a sudden, you become, your reality start transforming. The energy around you is becoming incredible. You love to feel it, to understand. You're welcome to come to visit me sometimes. I'll make you feel how it is. No, seriously. I know that we can live in different dimension, and you have to build that dimension. That dimension exists, and it's that leap of faith that needs to be happening. Did you get it? No, it doesn't matter. Trust your love. Do it with your love and everything will be coming. Let's have some more future for you. Let's listen to that.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there.
That was James Taylor, our beloved. You got a friend, guys. You got a friend here. I'm your friend. I'm your dear friend. I'm your honest friend. I'm your beloved, strong friend. I would not, you know, get you all the time, but I can tell you something for sure. I will tell you the truth. I'll be strong and honest, and even that you don't like it, doesn't matter. But you know you can trust that whatever I said to you, it's real. Anyway, let's keep on going. What you guys have the Wonder of This World challenge? What do we want to do? Let's assume that America is going to go now strong. It means that it's going to readjust all the loose screws with the international relationship, with business effort. It means that it's going to create some kind of energized center of economic that will be tremendous. I will suggest to put a lot of knowledge. I will invest a lot of funds to institute new institution of knowledge, because through this, America can generate creation of energy, of work. If you think about, you bring, I really would like to have a university of the American University in here, in my city actually, to be near the Nobel Prize Institute, to build a great, beautiful university, which will bring all the startup of the nation, and technology and science and physics, and we're gonna create some incredible resolution for the new time that we're all facing together, and then create a center for spiritual center for all the world to come. Remember, this is the Holy Land. The Holy Land means that God blessed it to be holy. You know, everybody fighting over it because they want to be the Holy One, right? You know, you can't blame them. When you love God, like the Muslims do, and they do, really they do, they want to be in charge of God's world, right? But God has another mission for them. He loves them. He gave them a lot of people. You know, the blessing that God gave Ismail was, you be blessed with a lot of nations. And so it is. Now, our job as Jewish, it's like we have little amount of people. We need just to bring light. It means those batteries. How many batteries you have? You don't have many batteries. Let's say, I'm not calling Jewish battery, but it's, you know, poor the metaphoric ideas. And I am one, so I don't care. But I'm the energizer, right? I never stop. So we have these batteries. You don't need much, but you need the batteries. So we are the connector with God. Nothing you can do about it. You can't change it. You can disconnect. Once you disconnect, you go blank, black. That's what happened after the Second World War. They killed so many Jews that all the connector to the universe are done. And now they're failing after failing, failing, and fighting. And you know what they do? They spend all their time, and I'm talking the European Union, the United Nations, trying to destroy Israel. It's like it's incredible how many verdicts they have against. Now, Israel does not have, the Jewish people don't have any connection to God's place. Duh, we have the Bible, sunshine. We have the Bible to show for 2,000 years of Bible carrying. What do you think? You got it right? No. So you said, who cares what he said? You know, UNESCO, you become so irrelevant that you are really, really absurd. You're going to vanish soon, because once you don't make your purpose for the world, what's reason to keep you alive as far as, you know, funding and all? That's how alive we are, you know, by using the money of the world to come to destroy God decided place. Okay, so let's think about the holy place. The holy place in Israel is Jerusalem. And yes, we care for the Western Wall, because you can feel God's presence there. And if you never felt God's presence, you don't know what I'm talking about it, maybe you should choose to go to your prayer ceremony next weekend and be quiet. I don't like those people. No, I don't care. You can do whatever you want there. I want you to have fun. But, you know, when you pray, please don't chat and laugh. It's really annoying. If you want to take a discussion into the holy places, take it outside. Keep it with the kids. Because then the atmosphere is changing. You need to come in prayer mode, in feeling. As I said, with intention. Once you get the intention, you feel God. Now, if you call upon God for real, but you call him for real, it's like, I call for God for real, he'll answer. Now, maybe not immediately, right? But he will answer, okay? So, please, don't rush things, because, you know, 1,000 years is like a blink of eyes in God's time. So, we don't know what we want, the honest truth, immediate recovery, we know. But what I'm saying is, let's build in Israel the Holy Land. Let's create Israel to be what it's supposed to be, so we know what God's plan is. Because I know that there are people talking, you know, they take the thing. But let us just be here and do our job. I know those annoying kids that we have among us, which every nation has, we'll settle them down, okay? We'll work with them, but work with us. Let us be. Let's see what God's plan is. And we have the blueprint. We have the Bible. Okay? And those brother of ours and the Muslims, they'll come around too, because they're wonderful once they decide to accept you. You know, God created them for a reason, so I guess they need to find their own reason. Stop killing the Jews. It's a start. Okay? Or each other. Now they are killing each other for so many years. How many years you guys are going to keep it up? Let's talk Turkey. How much you have to tolerate it? And there is a great article now that is published December 2nd from Raul Manchada. What's wrong with pursuing peace? What a great question. It's like, what's wrong with peace? Just have a life. Let's have love. Now, the time is running out. And I hope I made my kumbaya graceful before God today, that he will get to our attention and bring us joy. Watch out for Friday to see if any magic will happen. I don't know, but listen, you can create your own magic. Make a special time for your loved one. Get your Friday pizza extra special this week. Think about the weekend. If for us, the Jewish people, Friday, it's going to be a Shabbat table with candlelights and challah bread and soup with matzo ball. Come on, guys. It's the best dinner in the whole world. Come to Israel. Visit us. We love you. And I want to bless Turkey today for getting us a new deal, a new start. Blessing Italy to be stronger and mightier. I bless America for everything, and I'm thankful for all the friends, the mighty friends that I have from there and Italy and elsewhere, all over the world. I am the luckiest girl in the world. I want to send all my love to you, and I want to tell you that sometimes in the future, it's going to be all better, and it's going to come soon. It's coming. We're feeling it. There is that wave. Okay, just ride it. Ride it with grace. Make sure that you are in the right light. Choose life. Choose God. Choose your own well-being. Love your kids. Love your wife. Be honorable, honest, righteous. open your heart and open your hands and give away what you can. Stop accumulating for nothing. Enjoy the world and give it back. Make the energy move in a good direction. And after that, maybe we can see what this creation can do, because we still have to, we work against the mechanism. That's why it's creating this craziness, earthquakes, typhoons, all those things. We need to keep it easy and be light. And we are here in the Holy Land praying to be the light upon the nation, so we can bring you joy, happiness, and send all our love to you, because you deserve it, because you are great people. God bless you all, and we talk the next time. All the best. This is Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth. Bye-bye now.